Listing Part C. You hear a dermatologist called Dr. Anne Werner giving a presentation on the subject of vitamin D production. You now have 90 seconds to read questions 1 to 6.
Hello, my name is Dr. Anne Werner. I'm a dermatologist and author. Today, I'm going to be talking about vitamin D production. We all need vitamin D. It spurs bone growth, and without it, we'd be at high risk of conditions such as muscle aches, muscle weakness, bone pain, osteoporosis, and fractures. One way we produce vitamin D is through our skin, which our skin manufactures when it is exposed to sunlight. The sun's ultraviolet B rays interact with a protein called 7-DHC in the skin, converting it into vitamin D3, the active form of vitamin D. The problem is that currently, too many people think that using sunscreen and other forms of sun protection lead to vitamin D deficiency, and that the best way to obtain enough of the vitamin is through unprotected sun exposure. But that can lead to a whole other set of serious problems. Vitamin D helps keep your bones strong by regulating calcium levels. In recent years, some proponents of vitamin D have hypothesized that it does everything from decreasing cancer deaths and heart disease to inhibiting type 1 diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis. However, these suggestions are based on observational studies alone. This means that the researchers have observed that people with enough vitamin D have a lower incidence of deaths from these diseases, but not that vitamin D is the reason they are lower. While observational studies may be a good starting point, they are not proof or a basis for medical recommendations. In contrast, there is an overwhelming evidence for the multiple benefits of sun protection. Controlled studies have shown that regular use of an SPF 15 or higher broad-spectrum sunscreen reduces your chances of developing squamous cell carcinoma by about 40%, melanoma by 50%, and premature skin aging by 24%. It has been proven on the molecular level that the sun's ultraviolet UV light damages the skin's cellular DNA, creating genetic mutations that can lead to skin cancer. In addition, UV radiation harms the eyes and can cause cataracts, eyelid cancers, and other ocular skin cancers. In short, unprotected sun exposure puts you at risk for any number of conditions that can permanently damage your skin, disfigure you, and sometimes even kill you. And the regular use of sun protection can go a long way to keep any of that from happening. High SPF sunscreens are designed to filter out most of the sun's UVB radiation, since UVB damage is the major cause of sunburn and can lead to skin cancers. UVB wavelengths also happen to be the specific wavelengths that trigger vitamin D production in the skin. Nonetheless, clinical studies have never found that everyday sunscreen use leads to vitamin D insufficiency. In fact, the prevailing studies show that people who use sunscreen daily can maintain their vitamin D levels, One of the explanations for this may be that no matter how much sunscreen you use or how high the SPF, some of the sun's UV rays still reach your skin. An SPF 15 sunscreen filters out 93% of UVB rays. SPF 30 keeps out around 97%, and SPF 50 filters out 98%. This leaves anywhere from 2 to 7% of solar UVB reaching your skin, even with high SPF sunscreens. And that's if you use them perfectly, of course. Even committed proponents of unprotected sun exposure recommend no more than 10 to 15 minutes of exposure to arms, legs, abdomen, and back 2 to 3 times a week, followed by good sun protection. That minor amount of exposure produces all the vitamin D your body can muster. After that, your body automatically starts to dispose of vitamin D to avoid an overload of the vitamin, at which point your sun exposure is giving you nothing but sun damage without any of the presumed benefit. The thing is, even just those unprotected 10 or 15 minutes are way more than enough time to cause DNA damage, and every bit of this damage adds up throughout your lifetime, producing more and more genetic mutations that keep increasing your lifetime risk of skin cancer. The question is then, if not from UV exposure, where should you obtain most of your vitamin D? Fatty fish such as salmon, mackerel, and tuna are especially good sources. Small amounts are also present in egg yolks, beef liver, and cheese. And many common foods such as milk and orange juice are fortified with vitamin D. It is possible then, though sometimes difficult, to mix and match these foods to get the daily allowance of 600 international units recommended for the average person between the ages of 1 and 70. However, if food sources aren't enough, you may need to add in a supplement. Remember, though, that most nutritionists believe food should always be your first choice, with supplements used as reinforcements. The bottom line is food, supplements, and incidental protected sun exposure will give you all the vitamin D you need.